6 creation days. Now, why are they rejected?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the wonderful children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Ken, I've heard you say in your lectures that most Christians don't believe that God created everything in 6 literal days. Why is this so?
Well, the interesting thing that I found is that the major reason most people seem to reject that God created everything in 6 literal days really has nothing to do with what the Bible teaches, but it has to do with outside influences. Look, let me explain. I was giving a lecture at a church in England when one of the elders jumped up in the middle of my talk and actually blurted out, "But dating methods used by evolutionists prove that the days of Genesis can't be ordinary days." I immediately replied, "But sir, all dating methods that evolutionists use, right here in the present to try to go back into the past, are based on all sorts of assumptions. There are many unknowns in relation to the past. You can't use man's fallible methods to give accurate dates. And anyway, 90% of all dating methods give dates far younger than evolutionists require. Also, if you start with the Bible and don't use man's unreliable methods to interpret scripture, it's obvious Genesis teaches ordinary days. You know, we need to get our answers from God's Word, not man's inaccurate methods."
Our free booklet on evidences for a young earth is available on our attractive website. So whether it's dinosaurs, the origin of the so-called races, why God allows death and suffering, just go to answersradio.com.